Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and of course we're going to talk about 4-H because she is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this beautiful day.
You bet. And the first thing we want to talk about is food for all of us.
Yes. So next Tuesday night, March 15th, we have our 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper. So if you like pancakes or you like 4-H, I encourage you to come out to the community center between 5 to 7:30 to enjoy pancakes, all-you-can-eat pancakes, for just $6. And we also have our 4-H'ers working that night helping clean up, but we also have a silent auction and a club displays that will showcase what they do throughout the year.
Okay. And, you know, that's such a good time, I think, Beth, because so often we think, well, fair is the only time we see all that. But here's another opportunity to see all of the many things that 4-H clubs are involved with, including, I always think of community service, for instance.
Yes, community service is one of the big, big things we do in 4-H. So our 4-H'ers, I really think at least once a month, if not more, they're out in the community doing something for our community members and to better our community. And that's the great thing about 4-H. And this is just another event to showcase that. Our 4-H'ers willingly come and help pick up at the Pancake Supper and help carry plates, things like that. So if you attend the Pancake Supper, I encourage you to ask those 4-H'ers, you know, what club they're in, what activities they're involved in, because they love to share the things that they do in 4-H, and they're very excited about it.
You know, thinking about that community service and the members out there doing things, in several organizations, I guess most just recently, we've been talking about, well, we need volunteers to do this or that, the other thing. And always somebody said, well, we should contact the 4-H members. I think that's something that they have that reputation, Beth, that they might be very helpful.
Yes, you know, and when we get a call from a community member asking about a 4-H club helping at this or that event, it makes me proud because I know that our 4-H'ers are great, and it makes me proud to know that other people know our 4-H'ers are great and know that they do a great job when they're out in the community.
Now, you mentioned that the funds that are raised at the Pancake Supper go through or to the Endowment Fund. Talk just a little bit about the Endowment Fund.
Yes. So the Endowment Fund is a fund that was formed back in 2002, and it was formed basically to make sure that 4-H is sustainable in Cass County. The money that gets raised at the Pancake Supper and other donations throughout the year goes towards senior scholarships. It goes towards scholarships for youth to attend out-of-county activities, so like State 4-H Conference, camp at the Iowa 4-H Center, those type of activities, as well as Clover Kids Startup Dollars. So we have 9 Clover Kid groups in the county, and it kind of takes a small amount of funds to get that started and get supplies built up and things like that. So the endowment supports that, as well as one of the big things, and one of those things that I know is very important, but I like to share as well. To be in 4-H in Iowa, you have to pay $30. And in Cass County, we are very fortunate enough with the 4-H endowment, as well as our Extension Council, that none of our 4-H'ers in Cass County have to pay that $30. It's free to be in 4-H in Cass County. There's no fee to join 4-H. And so I always encourage people to keep that in mind when they come to the Pancake Supper, because it really does impact every single 4-H'er in Cass County.
How old do you have to be a 4-H member, and when can they join?
You can join 4-H as soon as you join kindergarten, and you can be in 4-H until you're in 12th grade, and then you can become a volunteer after that. Mm-hmm. So 4-H is a K through 12th grade program, and our kindergarten through third graders are what we call our Clover Kids. So those are the non-competitive, kind of feel things out, see what 4-H is like before you get into the big competition of 4-H. And then in fourth grade, you can join our regular 4-H program, and you can be in that until you're in 12th grade.
All right. Something there for every age and lots of activities going on. And mentioning activities, you know, the clubs have activities all the time. But then on the county level, you also offer some special activities, and you probably have something coming up.
We do. We always have something coming up on the county level. Last weekend, we just wrapped up our countywide 4-H Mardi Gras. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who came out to that. We had a great turnout, and I know it was a beautiful day, and I know our clubs had very good turnout at their booth. And it's amazing to see the activities that they come up with for their booth. They're so creative. Mm-hmm. But looking forward, we have our Nature Detectives Day Camp coming up March 24th or March 28th. There's the three schools in the county. They all don't match up this year with their days off for spring break. So we are offering 2 days, Friday, March 24th and Monday, March 28th, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. We do require a pre-registration. So it's pretty easy to pre-register. Just contact the extension office by phone or email, and we can get your child signed up. And that is a program for third through fifth graders. So we're going to do lots of different things related to nature. This is a partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board. So Laura does a great job on sharing things about nature. And I believe there'll even be animal pelts and things like that that she'll bring in that are pretty neat. But that is March 24th or March 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our third through fifth grade youth.
Is there a fee for that?
Nope, that is a free program. The only thing we require is a medical information form. So you can call the extension office and get registered, and then we ask you to bring that in either before the camp or the day of the camp.
And is that for 4-H members only, or is it open to other youth?
Everybody who's a third through fifth grader in Cass County can come to our Nature Detectives Camp.
All right. So, hey, parents and grandparents, listen up, because here's a great opportunity for those third through fifth graders to become nature detectives. Mm-hmm. As you say, there's always new things, and Laura does a great job. And I'm assuming there'll be some snacks, some that's all included too.
Yes, snacks are included. And this year we're really gearing towards those snacks to some of those things you would find in nature, or you would be able to talk about in nature. So even the snacks at this day camp are a fun hands-on learning activity.
Are you going to eat bugs?
We will not be eating bugs, but we will be eating some other pretty cool things.
All right. Because I know there are such things as chocolate-covered bugs, going, I don't need, I really like chocolate, but I'm not sure that's enough to make me want to eat bugs. So we talked about kids joining 4-H and that they can join any time, but if they want to be involved with County Fair, there is a kind of a date there that they need to join by.
Yep, so I like to tell people that you can join 4-H at any time, but if you want to participate in County Fair, which is a great experience for our 4-H youth, not everybody has to participate, but it's a lot of fun to come in and have that community involvement during County Fair, you have to be enrolled by May 15th. So that's the hard and fast deadline to make sure that everybody has their paperwork in, and we kind of know who is involved in the program. So May 15th is the date. If somebody wants to join and participate in County Fair, they have to be joined by May 15th.
And when we say participate, I think that means showing, exhibiting, having an exhibit. I mean, if somebody came to the county on May 30th and said, I want to belong to 4-H and I want to be involved with FAIR, I think there are probably some other ways they could be involved.
Yes, there are always volunteer opportunities for our 4-H'ers during County Fair. You're right, LaVon. That May 15th deadline is the want to show, the want to participate in static exhibit judging, things like that. But there always are ways during County Fair to get involved with your 4-H club. There's volunteer opportunities that our clubs do during fair. And you know, our youth council, for example, they do a lot of youth activities during fair. This year we're providing an outdoor movie. There's going to be a mud volleyball. So those are things that even if you didn't join 4-H by May 15th, you can still be involved in.
Okay. Let's talk just a little bit more, since you mentioned youth council. Who's on the youth council, and you know, talk just what is youth council?
That's a great question. So our youth council are high school leaders. They are our 10th through 12th graders. And this year we have 12 on our youth council, and they do a wonderful job. We meet usually monthly, and we kind of get a good snapshot of what's going on in the 4-H clubs. What are they doing? I hear a lot of community service activities in when we share at youth council, as well as they plan countywide events. So they have a couple activities that they do during County Fair. They also MC and plan the Share the Fun event at County Fair, as well as you can listen to them on KJN, the nightly broadcast, because my youth council are the ones that kind of kick off the night of they interview 4-H'ers and they talk to them and things like that. And so throughout the year, our youth council will, they were active at Mardi Gras, they had a youth council jail, which is apparently a big tradition in Cass County, and people love the youth council jail. So if you haven't experienced that, I would recommend coming next year to experience the youth council jail. And then they'll hop up pancake supper. They will plan a, they're planning to do a junior day camp this summer. So lots of different things our high school leaders plan and do for 4-H in Cass County.
Now there are club leaders and there are other opportunities for volunteering. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to sign up for day camp, they need to call you at the extension office. Yes. Or for some of the, and to register, but they could also go to your website to find out all kinds of other information.
Yes, they can. So if you're calling the extension office, our number is 712-243-1132, or you can email us at xcass@iastate.edu, or you can visit our website because there's a lot of great information on there, and it's extension.iastate.edu/cass.
All right. Thank you very much, Beth Earlbeck, who is the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator. Until next time, here's a thought. What we see depends mainly on what we look for.